Hello everyone, this is Iyabo Asani at CoachIyabo.com, and today I want to talk to you about the energy of business. Now, you could look at it one of two ways. You could look at it in a very woo-woo, touchy-feely, you know, Reiki world kind of healing touch energy, or you could look at it from the perspective of what is the definition of energy. Now, energy is the ability to do work. That's the dictionary definition. And we ascribe a lot of things to energy that may not make sense. But today I want us to look at the ability to do work and how that affects business. We know that manpower is the way to do work, right? Work hard. Really? What about work smart? One of the best ways you can work smart in your business is by leveraging your energy. And I use energy techniques with my clients, for instance, to get into the feel of what the client needs. I use energy to help you understand that what you bring that is valuable to your business is you, all of you, the all of you that's present and fully in tune with your business. You know, if you've had a business for any length of time, that when your mind is distracted or when you don't believe in yourself or when you're suffering from a lack of confidence, you know that your business suffers, don't you? Now, I know that my business suffered a lot when I didn't have much confidence. And now that I soar in just being confident and comfortable in my own body, I find my business growing rapidly. And these are techniques I've created over time that have helped me with my business. So I want to ask you, how do you leverage energy in your business? How do you show up fully present for your business? And when you're interacting with potential prospects or clients, how do you do that interaction on an energetic level? Are you in a loving space and an excited space when you interact with your client? Or are you in a fearful and needy, clingy space when you interact with prospects? Now, you always want to be in a hopeful, rewarding, loving, happy space when you are dealing with prospects, when you're writing your copy, when you're doing any of these things that help you in business. And the reason you want to do that is, for instance, the choice of words that will come to your brain that you would write down in an article or in a blog post or in your copy, the choice of those words will be slightly different. They will have a slight nuance than if you're stressed out. Okay, so I want you to pay attention to your energy and your feel good, as I call it. It's a measurement barometer within you that you can always say, how am I feeling? Am I in a feel good place? If you're in a feel good place, that is the energy from which you want to run your business. That's the energy that you want to create new products from. That is the energy that will take you through the ups and downs in business. The external ups and downs will come, but that you feel good, we want to make sure it stays intact, okay? I hope this has been a helpful audio to you. And if you would like more help in leveraging the energy, your energy for business, please contact me and send me an email at coach@coachiyabo.com. Iyabo is spelled I-Y-A-B-O. I love nurturing entrepreneurs as they leverage the genius of their gifts and talents in the marketplace and as I help them create more fulfilling and satisfying businesses. Is that you? Bye-bye.